Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max Greiner, you are an internationally collected artist. Share that with us.
Well, I am an artist, and everybody's probably wondering, what is an artist doing on this radio station? And it's because God grabbed this artist and turned him into an evangelist. And I didn't plan that, but the Lord did. And so now God is using my artwork and our testimony to bring people to Jesus Christ. And that wasn't my plan, but that was his plan. And because I gave my life to him at age 7, I told him, you know, whatever he wanted, he could have. And so that's the life that he's laid out. And by the grace of God, we have work sold all over the United States, all 50 states, and about 65 countries.
That's what I always say about the stuff I do. By the grace of God, I have work. So thank you, God. every week we share something that's real special in the show. It's called The Miracle of the Week. So talk about the miracle of the week, Max.
Okay, let me talk about kind of a fun one. God, you know, he is a holy God. He is a righteous God. He's a serious God, but he is a fun God too. And when you really get to know him personally, he just enjoys being with his kids. And when I was trying to think of what's a good miracle that might be kind of fun to share, here a while back ago, there was a group of ladies up at the cross, I think about 8 or 10 of them, and they'd asked me to pray for them for the power of the Holy Spirit, the empowerment, baptism, the gifts being released. And so I explained it to them. I didn't know these ladies, but I explained it to them. And then I prayed, and I said, everybody that wants to receive the fullness of God and is anything else he wants to give you, just pray with me. So I prayed. And I said, now, did everybody agree? And they said, yes, and they all agreed. And I said, well, then you got it, and these gifts are going to manifest. Then you just give, watch what God does and give him the glory. And you could get all kind of gifts, including, you know, tongues, prophecy, healing. And this one lady comes over to me and says, Max, that lady over there, she's about to explode. Can she just pray in her prayer language now? And you know, and I said, I looked over at this lady, and I could see the Holy Spirit all over. She's standing right next to the cross. And, I mean, she was it was tears, and she was just like about to explode. I mean, that was a pretty good description. And I just remember being about 6 feet away, and I pointed at her, and I said, let her rip. And, I mean, she burst out with the language of tongues, just all over the side of the mountain there. And it was, I mean, everybody was just stunned. But God had so prepared her spirit that all I had to do after she prayed was point to
her.
You
were the catalyst.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was the catalyst or the trigger. But, I mean, she didn't want to wait until she went home and got in her prayer closet. She wanted to praise God in a language that God gave her at that moment. And it was just a beautiful, fun thing to see.
Let me ask you, is tongues a gift from God?
Yeah, actually it is. And, you know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that there are 9 supernatural gifts. Now, throughout the Bible, there are other lists of gifts and stuff, natural ones and things like that. But the supernatural gifts are Apostle Paul has listed them all there in chapter 12. And in that chapter, tongues is listed as one of those gifts. And, you know, our roots are Southern Baptist and Sherry's Church of the Nazarene. And a long time ago, that kind of, you know, even the word tongues made me nervous, and as it is with most Baptists.
I come from a Baptist church, too, I know.
Exactly.
You said the word tongues around Baptists, they got real uncomfortable.
Right, right.
Is tongues a gift from God? Oh, you done that. Hold on. Is tongues for today?
Yeah, Roy, tongues is for today. You know, God only gives good gifts to his kids. The scripture talks about that. He's not going to give you a snake when you're asking for bread or for an egg. Your father's a good God. And it is for today. And, you know, just last in June of 2015, I heard on the news that my Southern Baptist denomination that I grew up in, that the missions board has just voted to accept missionaries that pray in tongues.
A Baptist praying in tongues?
Yeah, approved by the mission board. Now, that's another sign of the end is close. Okay, when the Baptists put their formal seal on the prayer on the gift of tongues, and so the truth is they are for today, and most of the denominations are recognizing that it is a real valid gift and one to not be despised, but in fact to seek and to treasure.
Bible says there's 3 kinds of tongues. What are they?
Well, you know, most people don't even know that, but if you do a close reading of the Bible, you will see that. And there are the foreign language, and it talks about in the New Testament and even in the book of Acts at Pentecost, when those fishermen suddenly were speaking the gospel in a language that they did not know. And these were uneducated fishermen, most of them. And suddenly they're proclaiming Jesus is God, Jesus is the Messiah. And so that's the foreign language. And that still happens today. And we have met people that literally in a crisis moment with another language group were given something to say in tongues. And all the killers ran off, you know, and the missionaries and others. And so that's still being given. And there's a lot of stories. The second type is prophecy. And the Bible says it's same as a prophetic word. And so in churches that welcome the gift of tongues, it's called the public utterance. And basically somebody will speak in tongues, give a message, give a prophecy in tongues, and then the whole church prays for interpretation. And then either that person or another person then gives the interpretation from God. And Paul says, keep that in order, not more than 3. But it is the prophecy. And then the last type of tongues is the private devotional prayer language. And that is what Paul says, I got that, and I wish you all did. And what it's just a personal language that God gives you to praise him, to pray to him. And it's a perfect prayer because the Holy Spirit has given it to you.
Why should Christians want tongues?
Well, you know, that's a good question, too. And as a Southern Baptist, I didn't want it. I didn't see any practical reasons for it. I didn't need it. It scared me. And I wasn't sure if it was for day at that point in time. But the truth of the matter is after Sherry and I received the empowerment, baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we got the gift of tongues that came with the package. And the reason it's good, and from my Baptist perspective, it gives you a way to pray the perfect ideal prayer to the Lord. Sometimes our language, our brain, we fall short. It also says that it edifies your spirit, edifies your soul. And so as you worship and you praise God, you worship Him with this language. You can even sing in your prayer language or in tongues. And finally, it is the ideal communication to God when you're in spiritual warfare, when you sense your family is under attack by Satan and his demons. You can pray in your prayer language, and Satan cannot understand that. If you pray out loud in English, he can hear that. But it's almost like a decoded or secret code message that you can use to your commander-in-chief, who is God, to communicate.
How did you get it?
Well, that was real funny. It was back in 1989, July, and we were out at the Christian Booksellers Convention. And at that particular time, Sherry was facing a life-threatening illness. My dad had an incurable illness called alpha-1 antitrypsin, and he was expected to die, and the doctors had no cure. And I was a good Southern Baptist, and thanks to Sherry and a friend named Jim Beard, had encouraged me to read the whole Bible. I actually had read the whole Bible, and I read things in that Bible I didn't know it was in there. And so anyways, we needed healing, and I knew the book said God still healed, even though I hadn't experienced it in my own life and my own Baptist church. So to make a long story short, we prayed with a man named Bill Banks of Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, and God told me sovereignly to go over and see this total stranger, and I walked up to him, and I said, I think you're supposed to pray for us to receive the gift of healing, because my dad needs healing and my wife needs healing. And he just grinned and he said, you're at the right place. And so Sherry and I prayed with this man, and he said, there's these nine gifts, 1 Corinthians 12. He says, you have to pray because the gift of healing is in there. And I said, okay, I want the gift of healing. And again, I had no experience with Pentecostals, no experience with charismatics, no experience with any of this stuff. And I just basically said, okay, well, that's why I want my wife healed. I want my dad healed. And so we started to bow our heads. And right as I bowed my head, this little voice that was the devil or a demon said, if you pray this prayer, you're going to speak in tongues. And I looked up at that man, Bill Banks, and I said, whoa, 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 this doesn't mean I'm going to have to speak in tongues, does it? And he grinned and he said, well, you may get to. And I said, well, tell God to cut the tongues. And Baptists don't like tongues. And he said, actually, you got to receive anything God wants to give you. If you're going to ask for these gifts, you have to let him decide what he gives and you receive. Anyways, I said, okay. And I understood that even as a good old Southern Baptist. And sure enough, within 24 hours, the gift of tongue had manifested.
Some say there's no empowerment experience. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, just try it. You'll like it. you know, we said that for years. But when you're in a crisis, when you need a miracle in your family, when you got something going wrong, you reach out and you cry out to God. And God has provided these power gifts, these miracle gifts, to help us live the abundant life. And so all I can say is that the Scripture is full of the truth of this empowerment experience, and it comes after salvation.
Bible teaches three baptisms. What are they?
Yeah, and that ties in with this baptism. There is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the empowerment that we're talking about. And so, but that's not the only baptism. The Bible talks about baptisms plural, and most people just think about water baptism. But the truth of the matter, there are three baptisms. There is the, and this by the way, this breakdown that has been done for me by my good friend Dr. Robbie Carpenter, who's a brilliant theologian and a doctor, and he just done the best job that I know of explaining this, and it's all in the Scripture. But there are basically three types of baptism. There is the baptism into the body of Christ, there is the baptism in water, and then there is the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And so in the first baptism, the person is the believer, and the second is the believer, and the third is a believer. But when you get baptized into the body of Christ, it's the Holy Spirit. When you get baptized into water, it's your minister, your pastor, your priest. But when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, it is Jesus. And so the element that you get baptized in when you come into, we believe Christ, is the body of Christ. You actually have a baptism that brings you into the body of Christ. You're born again and saved. When you get water baptized, the element is actually water, and it's symbolic of dying to the old self and being raised new. And then finally, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit baptizes is the one that you get baptized with. And so that's what happens. And the confirming verses in the baptism of the body of Christ is 1 Corinthians 12:13. You might want to write that down. In the baptism in water, it's Acts 8:36. And this baptism of the Holy Spirit is Matthew 3:11, Mark 1:8, Luke 3:16, and John 1:3:3.
So anyone can have gifts. All baptisms?
Yeah, yeah. Any believer can have all of the gifts and should receive all of the baptisms. Now, the problem is a lot of believers, they become saved, they get baptized into the body of Christ, and they may even get water baptized, sprinkled, dunked, whatever. But they never go to the third baptism, which is this one where the power and the anointing happens, where you're able to do the works that Jesus says he wants you to do, the supernatural stuff.
Can you pray for the empowerment now?
Let's just pray at the end of the show if we could. But let me let people know that for every real gift, there is a counterfeit from Satan. And so in the case of water baptized, you need to be born again first to get water baptized. Now, if you're sprinkled as a child, that's okay, but you should be water baptized again after you give your life to Jesus. And then this empowerment baptism, you should follow salvation with this prayer for these gifts and that baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Well, we got some special things coming up, and also we're looking for some money. Talk a little bit about that, and how can people reach us in case they have some money they want to give
us? Yeah, well, we're building this garden on faith in God without debt, without fundraisers, professional fundraisers, and without tax money. And so we're building the garden for Jesus as we have the funds. And right now our next big project is to put in lights. And so if anybody would like to help us do that, we need that so the people that come up at night can see and read the scriptures on the tiles. And they can contact us at the, again, comingkingfoundation.org, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, or at the Cross at Kerrville.
Here's Sherry Greiner with this week's Vista Comments.
Yes, Roy, I'm so happy that I always have plenty of quotes and comments to list, because everyone is sending in their comments to us, and we just really appreciate your sending them in to us, and just keep listening, because one day we're going to read yours that you've sent in. Okay, our first one is from Lou Chamberlain in Kerrville, Texas. I happened to live on top of the hill over from the cross. I could not wait for it to go up. I love that you can drive into Kerrville and see that we are devout in our faith, meaning the cross, and committed to our country, the flag. Thank you for this beautiful cross, and may God help you in your endeavor to find the funds to continue this beautiful cross. May God help you with this holy project. God bless, Lou Chamberlain. The next one is from Bill Decker from our old stomping grounds, Port Neches, Texas. Most people as children go to church and learn of God and Jesus, his son. How Jesus came to earth as a man, suffered for our sins, was crucified, died, and arose from the dead. As we grow older, we forget our need to continue our relationship with God, thinking we can go it alone. This cross and its prayer garden will be a reminder to millions as they travel down the highway of life that God is still there, waiting and wanting us to be, wanting to be in our life, to carry our burdens. Hopefully, they will remember what they have learned and rededicate their life to God and let Him be in control of their life again. Bill Decker, Port Neches. We want to take this time to say thank you for following the vision of the Lord. The cross was absolutely breathtaking as we were traveling near IH-10. Through this endeavor, may the cross be a remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ to those who know Him, but also be used as a symbol to bring the lost to the one who hung there. May the Lord richly bless you and keep you as the cross has blessed us. Tommy and Donna Guillory in Kerrville, Texas. The first time I stood next to the empty cross, I felt humbled and spiritually overwhelmed at the time. I have never been so awed in my life. Every time I am at the empty cross, I experience a total peace about my spiritual walk, and I am full inside. Drew Williamson, Kerrville, Texas.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.